Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully, Brother PJ will be here because I called him.
Okay.
Got on him. He had gotten, when he got back from his vacation, we think he got COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be here in the house of the Lord one more time.
Okay.
We thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy extended unto us, and thank God for all that he's done. How he has blessed us to be here this day. Thank God for those who may be still traveling in on their way, and
say a special prayer for Sister Mellicent.
She had to run home to take care of something real quick, but we just thank God for all the saints that are here, and especially the ones that were here even on yesterday, and thank God for the community chicken and fish fry, or fish and chicken fry. I'm not sure which way it goes, but just thank God for that, and all those who came, and all the saints that were here, and the messages that went forth yesterday, and beautiful messages concerning salvation, about seeking the Lord, and about taking the medicine. Medicine is the word of God, balm in Gilead for the healing of souls. And so we thank God for that and thank God for his goodness to us and blessings. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer and just thank him once again for allowing us the privilege to call upon his name. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you once again for another privilege to call upon your name, dear Heavenly Father. Privilege to be in the house of the Lord one more time. A privilege, Lord, to be in the land of the living, dear Heavenly Father. Because we know many lay down last night and they did not rise this morning, but Lord, you saw fit to allow us to be here, and we want to thank you for that. We want to ask your special prayer and blessing be upon all the people of God in a mighty way. We want to ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Mann, our dear brother, Lord God. We truly miss him being in the house of the Lord, dear Lord, but we know he's ailing in body and not able to be here, and so we lift him up in prayer to you, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless our dear brother in every way that he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. We know, Lord God, that our dear brother is anchored in thee, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, he's anchored his soul, dear Heavenly Father, because he settled that account long ago, dear Lord. And Lord, he is just standing on the promises of thee today, dear Heavenly Father. Even in the midst, Lord God, of his illness, Lord God, and being in his body, dear Lord, he's still praising your name, Lord God. It was good to hear his voice on Wednesday night, Lord God, and he sounded strong, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we know he's ailing in body. But we just ask that you would continue to bless him and be with him and remember his family members who are caring for him, Lord God. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Lillian, Lord God. We know she's on the phone, Lord God, but not able to be out this morning. We just ask that you would bless our dear sister. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, and bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Touch her in her body. Heal her, Lord God, that she may be able to come out, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of God. We thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister and ask for your continued blessings be upon her. Lord God, we just thank you for all that you have done for her throughout this year, throughout her life, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that thou would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of this day. Father, we would like to thank you, Lord God, for Sister June. We don't see her as of yet. Lord God, we know that she was trying to be out this morning. But Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her likewise, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And pray, Lord God, that you would continue to touch him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her daughters and her grandchildren alike, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you this morning that Sister Carol is here, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her steadfastness in thee, dear Lord, and ask that you would continue to look down upon our sister with favor this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that she's standing in temporarily for Sister Mellicent, Lord God. And we just ask, Lord God, that you would bless their Heavenly Father in the devotional service, Lord God. We get to God be the glory for great things he has done. Father, likewise, we ask the special prayer upon Sister Regina. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for her being here. Thank you for your blessings upon our dear sister and all that you've done for her. Remember in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember in her home, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, their, dear Father, she always says JC Village. Remember them, dear Father. So we ask that you would remember them. Remember her daughter, Debbie, Lord God, and likewise her grands and great-grand, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you this day, Lord God, for all the saints of God who are here, dear Father, and those who may be still on their way. We ask, O Lord, a special prayer and blessing upon us, dear Father, maybe tired in body, dear Lord, but Lord, fervent in spirit, dear Heavenly Father, thanking you for all that you've done, Lord God. When I think about the older saints, Sister Carol and Sister Regina, being out, dear Heavenly Father, even on yesterday in the coolness of the weather, Lord God, at the fish fry, Lord God, they were there, Lord God, for support, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed them, Lord God, with being able, Lord God, to be, dear Heavenly Father, out and amongst the saints, Lord God, fellowshipping, Lord God, helping each other, Lord God, iron sharpening iron, keeping us, Lord God, sharpened in your word, dear Father, keeping us sharpened in our spirits together, dear Heavenly Father, and dear Father, our love for one another. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless us as we endeavor to be all that you have called us out to be. Father God in heaven, we ask that you would remember our officer, Lord God, Officer Tripp, Lord God. We pray for him, pray for his family, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Not forgetting Officer Todd, dear Heavenly Father. We think about him, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him and his family, dear Father, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, dear Father, for all those who are listening in online, dear Heavenly Father, who call in, dear Heavenly Father. Hey, hear your word, dear Lord. We pray for them, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remembering Sister India, Lord God, we know she has to work on Sundays, Lord God, and she does her best, dear Heavenly Father, to get here, dear Lord. And so we pray for her in little infinity, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them, dear Lord, in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember Innocence, dear Heavenly Father, or other daughter, dear Lord. We just pray that you would bless and be with them, dear Lord. Father God in heaven, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember the Busby family, Lord God, and lifting them up to you, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, they're in their hour of bereavement right now, dear Heavenly Father, and they need you, dear Lord. They need the comfort, dear Heavenly Father. They need to know that the saints of God are lifting them up, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless even, Lord God, as they prepare for Wednesday, dear Heavenly Father, if you allow us to see it, to lay him to rest, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you remember Brother Robert, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, your blessings upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Keep him strong in his faith, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remember his daughters in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, likewise for Sister Smith being here this morning, Lord God. Brother Levester being here, Lord God, and Brother Reggie, Lord God, I believe he's here, Lord God, and Brother Byron, Lord God, and the children being out this morning, dear Father. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson, Lord God, that we're learning, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Remembering, Lord God, Sister Sandy and a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Lord, we love to see her, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that they went away on vacation and came back and were sick with COVID, Lord God. And we just trust you, Lord God, that they're coming along, dear Heavenly Father. Well, dear Lord, ask that you would bless and be with them there in Boston, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Marvinia there in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over her. Be with her, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Not forgetting our dear Sister Sanders and Sister Teresa and Sister Amy down in Florida, Lord God. We ask your blessings upon them too, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for them, dear Lord, and ask your continued hand of love and mercy be extended unto them, Lord God, this day. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember lost souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, our concern is for souls to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, dear Lord, that you would save them before day and hour too late, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those who came to the fish fry, Lord God. Many said that they would come out, dear Heavenly Father, but we don't know, as Sister said this morning, when they're going to come out, when that is, dear Lord, but you know, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we invite them into the house of God and ask that you would bless. Father, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Jesus. Remember Mike Dalton. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God. And concerned about him, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we just lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We lift up Brian Cunningham and his family likewise, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless. We haven't seen Kiva Robinson, Lord God, and ask likewise that you would bless and be with her too, Lord God. Oh, Father, we're just concerned, dear Heavenly Father, for souls this morning. And ask that you would continue to bless and be with them, Lord God. Father God in heaven, remember our world and the condition in which it is in right now. Remember those that are still down in Fort Myers, Florida, Lord God, that suffered through the storm, Lord God, and now are regrouping, dear Father, and putting back the pieces to their lives, dear Father. Remember those souls in a special way, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember our government, our governmental leaders, Lord God, our president, dear Father, our vice president, Lord God, our Congress, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, our judges, Lord God, who sit in these courtrooms, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for all, dear Father, that are in authority and in power, dear Father. Ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to be our guide in our stead, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the strength you gave us this day to be out, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless us in every way we stand in need of, dear Father. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God, this morning. We want to thank you, Lord God, even in advance for the song service. Thank you even in advance for all the prayers, Lord God, the requests, the testimonies, Lord God, even the preaching and teaching of your word, dear Heavenly Father. We've come into your house and we've gathered in your name to worship you, Lord God. And so we worship you in total praise this morning. We ask that you would remember Sister Blake, continue to touch her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. You know, Lord God, the other day they were a little redder, dear Father, but Lord God, we thank you, dear Father. We see her there, dear Father. She hasn't pulled out her glasses. She was even able on yesterday, Lord God, to not use her glasses when she was out on the parking lot, Lord God, preaching the word. We just thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands, Anita. Likewise, remembering, Lord God, Sister Millicent, Lord God, we pray a special prayer blessing upon her, Lord God. Grant her traveling mercies and safety, Lord God. We beg of thee, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol standing in for her, dear Heavenly Father, temporarily, Lord God, until she gets back, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless. Now, Father, we just ask that you would remember all. Remember Sister Melita. She's running the media, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon her, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God. And we just thank you for all that you've done for each and every one of us in this house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. You've been so good to us, Lord God, and we can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercies extended unto us, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for being in our presence each and every day, and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember the homeless, those who are less fortunate than we are. Remember the one who did not have a bed to sleep on last night. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would provide, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the one in nursing homes, Lord God. Remember the one, dear Heavenly Father, that may be institutionalized, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Remember those souls in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, have thine own way in the service of today, Lord God. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. And to thee, dear Heavenly Father, we ask, oh Lord, a special prayer, Lord God. We ask that you would remember my aunt there in Bermuda, Lord God, who's not feeling well in her body. Just ask that you would remember Aunt Sherilyn in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened. Give her the victory over the enemy of her soul. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, have thine own way, as we said, in your service. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. You turn your hymnal to page 355. Praise God for his word. 355, and worship the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God for his word. For his patient divine came the light of his love to this poor heart of mine. I had wandered afar in the byway of sin when the light of his truth to my heart entered in. Praise God for his grace, which is ages unfold, for the story of love. light of life's pathway, which streams from its pages. Praise God for His word, blessed book of the ages. Praise God for His word, for the heavenly light. It is sending a foreign to send dark from night, for the hope which it gives, where before was despair. For the heaven revealed and the way leading there. Praise God for His grace, which His pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old. For the light on life's pathway, which streams from its pages. Praise God for His word, blessed book of the ages. Praise God for His word, not a promise shall fail. Whatsoever they oppress, its strength will prevail. 'Tis the word of our God, and forever will endure. Earth and heaven may pass, but it standeth secure. Praise God for His grace, which His pages unfold, for the story of love which will never grow old. For the light on life's pathway, which streams from its pages. Praise God for His word, blessed book of the ages.
Praise
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God for His
word.
Amen.
Praise. Amen. Amen. And His word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God for His word. Amen. Blessed book of the ages. Amen. So glad to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
So glad to be among the saints this morning.
Amen.
So glad to be a child of God this morning. Amen. Giving God the glory due His name. Praising Him for all of His love to us. All of His wondrous works. Amen. Sometimes when you just ponder for a moment the goodness of God, the might of God, the glory of God, you just, let's the song say, I stand amazed. Amen. That He should have loved us so.
My God.
Thank God for his goodness and His love.
Amen.
We thank God for our pastor this morning. We give her honor.
Amen.
Amen. God always knows what He's doing, and God places us where He wants us to be.
Yeah,
and we just thank God that He has placed Pastor Jenkins where He has. It's a watchman on the wall, watching for the souls of this congregation, watching for the souls of those who are not yet in this congregation, but we're praying for them. We thank God. Thank God for our pastor, and thank God for every saint, all of His servants who He has set in their places according to His will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That we might be the fullness of God in Christ Jesus. So glad to see everyone, and we pray that those who are on their way, that God will bring them along safely. Bring them along speedily. And once again, thank God for his word.
Amen.
Praise God for his word.
Amen.
Our responsive reading this morning is the responsive reading that we had on last Lord's Day, and I believe the Lord's Day before that. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Amen. We were just singing, praise God for his word.
Amen.
This is his word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Amen. And even this passage of Scripture is talking about Scripture, all Scripture. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And because they're the two verses, we'll read them all together, both Scriptures. Amen. We're still tarrying. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Amen.
Sister Smith. Sister Holmes. Amen. We carry one for another. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Amen.
Amen. London, is there a Bible close to you?
Amen.
Second Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. Amen. We're tarrying for our young people because we know that the word is as binding on them as it is on us.
Amen.
And we want them to learn.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Praise God. So true.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and we will read them all together. Together. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Amen.
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 Praise God. You can see that it's God's will that we be perfect. God provides the means by which we can be perfect. Amen. Again, we're so glad to be in the house of God.
Amen.
We are privileged to be able to come together and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, to hear his word given by his Spirit. Amen. Especially for us. Amen. When we hear the messages that we hear from week to week, they're not canned messages. They're not something that was printed out somewhere on the internet and copied out and read to you. No, these come specifically for us. God knows our lives. He knows what we need to hear. He knows what we're doing, what we're not doing. And so if we want to think about it this way, the messages that are given to us are custom made for us.
Praise God.
The Lord knows who, the Lord even knows who's going to be here today.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we look around and we don't see some of the ones who will arrive later. And God knows that they will be here.
Amen.
And the Lord is sending something for them. Amen. We thank God for that. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. We know that we all stand in need of what the Lord has for us.
Amen.
None of us are self-sufficient. None of us are sufficient of ourselves to even think anything of ourselves, because our sufficiency is in God. And he allows us to bring our requests to him. So we'll ask if there are special requests, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We thank God that you are here.
Amen.
He has blessed you to be here. Sister Carol.
Amen.
Thank God. We thank God for Sister Carol, Sister Regina. One was washing fish and the other was breading the fish. So they were here and were working.
Yeah.
Amen. And we just thank God. We thank God for that. Mr. Smith. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Smith. And we thank God that you had the day off.
Yes.
Amen. And we're able to enjoy it. We give God the glory for all things. We don't take anything for granted, because we know there are times, food pantry and so on, you can be here for part of the time and then you have to go because you have to work. But God just worked it out. And so we give God the glory for that. And we thank him for blessing you to be here. Yes.
I just want to thank the Lord for the three of you ministers.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Praise God.
You know, it's just how the Lord works in them. And the second, Elizabeth, and then the one woman, she wanted to take food afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, he does. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. The Spirit of God, the Lord is one Lord. And the Spirit of God saw fit to give the same theme to all three of us. And we had not talked, we had not discussed anything beforehand, just depending upon the Lord, depending upon the Spirit of God. And the Lord wanted to drive home the message that was given. And really, it's as though many times when we're agreed in prayer and we ask the Lord to bind these prayers together as one prayer, and the Lord bound the messages together as one message, and we thank God for that. Amen. So no matter at what period of time during the fish fry that they came, they heard the same thing, and we thank God for that. Yeah. Other requests. To God be the glory. Are there any other requests? Remember our pastor, the special way, asking God's anointing on her. in order to touch her body. We thank God. We know that her foot had been bothering her, but she was standing at the fryers yesterday and cooking, and we thank God for that. God is just good. We give him glory in all things. Let us remember all of those who are on our prayer list, those who are on there for body, those who are on there for because they need a touch in their souls. Remember each and every one. All general requests, all stand in need of what the Lord has for us. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byron if he would take us to the throne of grace.
Praise God.
Amen. If there's one with a special need, the altar is here and the Lord is waiting for you.
Yes.
Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 264? 264 in the worship of the Lord. There is a balm in Gilead. We'll sing this. The chorus is on the top, so the verses are on the bottom. 264 in the worship of the Lord. Bless the Lord.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. In Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. If you cannot reach like Peter, if you cannot pray like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus and say he died for all. There is a in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul.
Amen.
Brother Byron, before you start, Sister June sent a text and said that she has acute bronchitis. So remember her much.
Amen. Well, truly thank God for being here today and being in the house of God amongst the people of God, friends that are also here, and loved ones. We truly thank the Lord for his many blessings. And we thank God for all that he is doing, has done, and is going to do on our behalf. And we have to trust him to do so. And as we look to the Lord in prayer, let us remember all the many requests that have been brought forth. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we come before thee in prayer and truly want to say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us so that you gave your only begotten Son. And you said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Praise God.
So we're truly thankful for the love of Jesus Christ, being obedient to the word, being obedient to the Father. We ask that thou would bless mankind to have an understanding of the love that you shed out for each and every one of us, the blood that atoned for our sins. And we ask that thou would look down with favor and remember the many requests that came forth this day.
Amen.
As these have gathered around the altar, even as I, we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way, remembering our loved ones that are far and near, remembering the requests that have gone forth this day. We're truly thankful how you have carried us through, Father. And we ask that you would continue to bless your people, continue to guide your people,
Amen.
And continue to allow your spirit to guide us into all truth and understanding Amen. Of thy ways. We realize, dear Father, you have left your word on record. Your word has come and dwelt among us and given us understanding of your word. So we ask that now that thou will fulfill the promise of the Holy Spirit that will guide us into all truth of your word and give us understanding that we may live and glorify thy name. We ask that thou would bless your people. We're thankful for those that are represented here this day, and we ask that thou remember each and every one of us according to your riches and glory. We ask that thou would in like manner remember the requests that have come forth. Thou knows each and every heart and each and every mind. And thou knows all things and what we stand in need of. And we ask, even before we ask, thou hast said, I've already blessed. So we ask that thou would look down with favor this day. And as it's been said, remember Sister June. The request was that she has bronchitis of some sort. And we ask that thou remember that condition in a special way. We're truly thankful for her, and we're thankful for her her love and her kindness for the people of God and her always sharing the things upon her heart. We ask that thou remember her household in a special way, likewise her companion. We know he's been sick. So we ask that thou remember that situation with both of them not feeling well in body right now, that you would move upon their household with a mighty hand and heal and direct and see them through. We're thankful, dear Father, to see Minister Jenkins here this day. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way, realizing likewise in body she hadn't been feeling the greatest. So we ask that thou this day would strengthen her. Even as your word has said, with the gospel shod upon her feet, we realize she's dealing with a foot issue. But as she stands before us with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we ask that thou would bless her and allow it to be shod upon her feet from foot to head, that you would guide and direct and see her through this day and give her strength in your word. Likewise, remember her family and her loved ones, remembering her daughter and son-in-law in a special way and her grandchildren in a special way. Remembering each and every one of them, starting with Matthew and London and Haley, Grant and Olivia, and likewise Liam and likewise Tatum. We ask that thou remember those in a special way. And remember their parents as in like manner. Continue to bless them and see them through. Continue to speak to their hearts and minds. We're thankful that they allow the children to come. And we ask that you would remember them in a mighty way. Likewise, we're thankful for Sister Holmes being here this day. And as she continues to press her way to the house of God, working through some of the pain, smiling through some of the pain.
Yes, yes.
But we realize she's still pressing on this way. And we're thankful for it. We're thankful for you allowing us to see the endurance and all that she does to show us that how much this word means to her,
amen,
even through the pain. We realize, dear Father, that you suffered through the pain for our sins, and we can suffer through some pain to be here to enjoy your word and receive your word and show our love for what you've done for us. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her life and continue to allow her children to also see her life in the light of thee. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. We're thankful for Sister Smith being here. We ask that you'd remember her in a special way and her loved ones and the joy that you've placed in her heart to be around the saints. So we ask that thou continue to remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. Remember her family. Remember her loved ones. Remember her sister. Remember her children. Remember her grandchildren. We ask that thou would bless. And only one would be saved, she says. It would be so much joy unto her soul. So we ask that thou would honor that request. We ask that thou would likewise look down with favor and bless Sister Carol being here this day. And we're thankful for her being in the house of God. And we're thankful for all that she does and all that you've blessed her to be able to do, even in her years now. You're still blessing and allowing her to be able to go to and fro and up and down the highways. And we're truly thankful for that and continue to bless her as she even travels with her sister in like manner and getting her to and fro and coming to the house of God and being able to get out to the functions that are going on. And we're thankful, dear Lord, for the fish fry ministry that was given as she spoke of. And she was thankful for that to be there and be able to witness and see your word at work and how thou has blessed mankind to be able to hear your word.
Amen.
So we ask that thou would continue to remember those souls that heard your word and those souls that took it in. We ask that thou would remember them, especially one soul that comes to mind, one that passed on natural food because they got filled up on some spiritual.
Amen.
So we ask that thou would remember that soul in a special way. And look down upon her with favor and remind her of the feeding she received on that day. And we ask in like manner thou would remember Sister Millicent this morning, thankful to see her in the house of God, and ask that you would bless and in a mighty way and look down upon her with much favor, guiding and directing and seeing her through. Remember her household and those that she's concerned about, soul, body, and spirit, in like manner, we ask that thou would remember. Likewise, Brother Manns, we ask that thou remember him in a special way. He may be listening in this morning, I'm not sure, but we ask that thou remember him in a special way and look down upon him with much favor and continue to bless him. And we love him and we thankful for him. We're thankful for his time here in the house of God and his sharing and his testimonies and his faithfulness in being here down through the years. So we're truly thankful for this brother, and we ask that thou would continue to remember him and remember his family in a special way, those that are taking care of him and seeing him through in these days and times when he's not doing as well. So we ask that thou remember him in a special way. And likewise, all those that are listening in through the media ways this day, we ask that thou remember them. Wherever they may be, remember the listening in to your word this day. Bless them. Allow them to hear something that will penetrate their heart and their mind to think on what they must do to be saved. And if they're already saved, to only stand and continue to stand in these last and perilous times that we are in. We ask that thou remember Sister Laurencine this day and bless her and continue to strengthen her and see her through and continue to look down upon her with favor. We're thankful for her faithfulness and seeing her in the house of God and coming to the house of God and sharing and laboring according to how you have blessed her. So continue to bless her in like manner. And likewise, Brother Maurice, we're thankful for him being here and continue to bless him, see him through. And look down with favor upon him, continue to guide and strengthen him in your word and in your spirit. And likewise, Brother Lebesser, this morning, we're truly thankful for him being here this day and ask that thou will continue to bless him. Even as you have increased him with another year, we ask that thou will continue to look down upon him with favor and allow him to know that that's only a number in our sight, but to thee, thou can continue to use him on and on and on. So we ask that thou would bless him, continue to strengthen him in body and allow him to be encouraged, that his life is an encouragement to each and every one of us. So we ask that thou bless him in a special way. And likewise, Brother Tony, we're thankful for him. And we're thankful that we saw him out on yesterday. And likewise, we ask that thou would bless him if he's in the sound of our voice yet today and see him through. And likewise, remember him and his loved ones that are far and near. We ask that thou remember Sister Maria in a special way, and likewise Brother DeAndre. We're thankful for them and continue to remember them, and whatever requests may have been upon their heart, we ask that thou remember them in a special way. We ask that thou remember Brother Reggie. And we ask that thou would continue to bless him. Don't know if he's made it in yet or not, but we ask that thou remember him, thankful to see him out on yesterday. Brother Williams in a special way, and remember his family and those that are in bereavement even. We ask that thou would remember those conditions, dear Lord. And we ask that thou would look down with favor and continue to bless in their family and continue to speak to hearts and minds that know thee not in the free pardon of their sins, and have them to consider the things that they have now experienced just recently in their lives, and realize that time is coming that way for all of us, and where will you spend eternity? So we ask that thou would have thine own divine way. We're just thankful to be in the house of God. And if there's any that have come in that we did not see with the open eye, we pray that thou will remember them now, even in spirit with the closed eye, that they have come in. We ask that thou remember them in a special way and look down upon them with favor. We're just truly thankful for you, all that you do for us, Lord. We're thankful, O Father, for your love for us once again. We realize we're in perilous times, and in times when we see much going on in this land. And we realize, dear Lord, that we have to stand sure and stand strong upon your word, even now when mankind are going the opposite way of your word. We have to stand strong and stand according to your word, even if it costs us to suffer. As being a Christian, as Peter said, go ahead and take that suffering for being like Christ. So we ask that thou would bless us. Guide and direct us. Allow your spirit to have his own divine way in our lives and continue to bless and strengthen us and see us through. I'm not sure if Sister Melita's here this day, but remember her in a special way. We look down upon her with favor. She's listening in as well. Continue to remember her family in a special way. And likewise, we ask that thou remember Brother Pierre in a special way and continue to remember him. And thankful for him, and we pray that thou will continue to remember this young soul and continue to encourage him and allow him to know that the word of God is precious, and not to handle it any kind of way, but to be understood that it is something that we should seek after with all our heart and with all our mind, with all our strength. So help this young brother to continue to look to thee for all the strength cometh. So we ask that thou would bless this day. Allow your word to be guided in our hearts and in our minds. We ask that thou would show favor this day and bless your people and allow us to receive what you have given Minister Jenkins to share with us this day. And let us be careful, ever so careful, to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and thank thee. Amen. That's sticky.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for prayer.
I am before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month. Second Sunday in October. Special offering for today is for the building fund. So we may pray, we may place the offering for the building fund in the center plate as we
Amen.
File by. And our tithes and other offerings will go on either side.
Amen.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege, dear Father, of coming together in your name.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the foregoing prayers,
yes.
dear Father,
yes.
that have been rendered unto thee.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, we thank you, dear God, that you hear from heaven, dear God, our humble cries. And Lord,
yes.
we give you glory and thanks, dear Father.
Amen.
For we know, dear God, that when we lift up our voices to thee, dear God, Lord, we know, dear Lord, that you hear.
Yeah.
Because you have answered us in times past, and Lord, we have faith to know, dear God, that you will answer us even now. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us, dear God. For Lord, we know, Lord, that you are our provision, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, each gift and each giver, and use both to your glory and to your honor. Lord, what that, Lord, that we bring into your storehouse, Lord, is already yours, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom, dear God, for its use. Give wisdom for its distribution, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for how you have multiplied it in the past, dear God. Lord, Lord, you can make it go farther, dear God, than we could ever even hope to have it go. And so, Lord, we give you glory for that. We pray, dear God, that you would even multiply it, dear God. Lord, that it may go forth and do that for which, Lord, you purpose it. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of our Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, is shouted forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, is shouted forever redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I love that the light of his presence with me shall continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I think, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. Redeemed. shouting forever.
Amen. Mr. Blake?
Yes.
I forgot to remember you in prayer.
Lord bless you.
But thank the Lord. You standing right behind me or kneeling right behind me. You were counted in as those I
gave. Amen.
What I forgot, but I just remembered.
That's all right.
God bless you.
I'm about you and praying.
Amen. Praise God. That's all right.
Thank you, brother. Amen. Amen. At Calvary. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring that my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Applied to me.
Amen.
There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Praise our God.
Grace of God.
Amen. The grace of God is free.
Amen.
I'm so glad.
Amen.
Because there's no price that we could have paid for it. We couldn't purchase it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Wonderful grace of Jesus.
Yes.
Greater than all my sins.
Praise God.
Amen. Marvelous grace.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace.
Yes.
Taking away my burdens, making my spirit free for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me.
Amen.
Amen. We could not be reached by anything.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. So many. I think of the song that Sister Maria always liked for years. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Amen. That's where we want to stay. Amen. That precious fountain's free.
Amen.
Amen. And to look to the Lord in prayer. Because we learned about that precious fountain. We learned about that grace that was free through the word of God.
Amen.
If we had not known of that, then we would not know of the precious love of God for each of us. And we wouldn't be saved today. So we're going to stand and pray to the Father to
Amen.
Grant liberty, utterance, grant utterance to Pastor Jenkins, to give her liberty in the spirit to preach the word of God.
Amen.
That it may be brought to our remembrance and reinforced in us. And if there's someone who's hearing it for the first time, that they can hear how they can have liberty in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, dear God, that was given to us, dear Father. Lord, when we were yet without strength, Christ died for us. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this marvelous grace greater than all of our sins. Lord, we know, Lord, that our faith came by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear Father, your anointing, dear God, upon your word and your anointing upon your servant, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would bless and grant liberty, dear God, and utterance to Pastor Jenkins to preach the word of God and Spirit's power, dear God. Lord, that our souls might be fed, dear Father. Lord, that we might be nourished up in thee, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would open our understanding, dear Father. If there are those things in your word, dear God, that Lord, we're not measuring to, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would show us, dear God, through your spirit, Lord, that we might, Lord, obey all of your word, dear God. Lord, it behooveth us, dear God, to fulfill all righteousness according to your word. And so, Lord, show us, teach us, dear God, those things that we must do, dear God, that we might be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And, Father, we pray, dear God, if there are those who are listening, dear God, who are not yet saved, Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would go forth, dear God, Lord, teaching, dear God, revealing through your word, dear God, what they must do to be saved. Lord, that they would surrender, Lord, to your spirit and to your will, dear God. And Lord, that they would come crying, dear God, to thee, Lord, asking, dear God, for pardon through your eternal word. Have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. And Lord, we will give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us and his mercy extended unto us this day. I thank God for all the saints of God who are here. I know the ones that were here yesterday, and I know they're feeling about the same in body as I am, but thank God we're here. Amen. A sister was praying. My foot hadn't been bothering me, and then all of a sudden, a pain shot in it. But that's all right. That's all right. I rebuke the enemy because I'm going to stand before you. God allowed me to stand on yesterday. I'll stand today, and God will bring comfort to it. Amen. He'll bring us through. Maybe this is a thorn in my flesh, and I just have to deal with it. Amen. But I'm going on for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for our God. He's able. He's able to bring us through. And, you know, at these ages that we're getting, Brother Jackson and all of us, you know, we're allowed to find some aches and pains. Amen. They may be there. But thank God we're still, through it all, we're able to still serve the Lord and to live a life that is righteous and holy in God's word. I do want to say I thank the Lord for Sister Millicent. At home I had my printer went out, broke, and, you know, being here yesterday, not able to get out and get a new one and things of that sort. So depended on the church today, and we had a little glitch back there, but God blessed. Amen. But thank the Lord. God is able. He's able. In our hearing, we read 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16 through 17. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with. I know this message is a continuation, and I thank God for all that he's given me to share with you. And I thank God, as it was said, even on yesterday, for Brother Byrene, Sister Blake, and myself and the Lord, how he used us to his glory and to his honor. The messages, we did not sit down and talk and say, well, we'll talk about this or this is the theme, because there's only one theme.
Amen.
And that is Jesus Christ and saving souls. But God, through the Spirit of God, worked in each and every one of us that the messages tied right in with each other. And there were scriptures given in each of the messages that were shared in the messages before, but we all had the little notes that God had given us, and it wasn't something that we went up and said, well, I'm going to write this down because sister said it. No, God had already prepared.
Amen.
And I shared with Brother Byrene yesterday as we were just talking and cleaning up. I said, I heard some things even from the message the Lord had given me for today and yesterday. And I thank God for all the souls that came out. You know, we know that some came just to get the loaves and fishes, but we still had the word of God. Thank God for Sister Carol, who blessed us with the systems we use to be able to spread the word.
Amen.
Can't think of what it is right now, but I'm thinking, you know,
the karaoke,
thank you, to use to get the word spread. I thank God for that, because it all works together to one cause. And that calls us for Jesus Christ. We're workers together, saints of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for each one that was there on yesterday. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17, we read this morning, but we would like to go back to Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verse 10, and get a portion of that scripture as for our subject that Lord has laid on my heart. And I'm asking our young people to get a pen and paper and write down these scriptures. As we're learning even in our Sunday school lesson, these things all apply to our young people too. We're living in a time that death is coming to all ages, not just to those that are in their 80s and 90s or 70s and 60s. Death is coming at all ages. And so we all need to make sure that we are ready to meet Jesus if death should come to us. Lord bless. Revelation 2, verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing with you thoughts on the subject, keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. Keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. On last Lord's Day, we left off with the hymnal, Sin Can Never Enter There. Also, we spoke about having our whole heart fixed on Jesus now that we are saved in our lives, and how our lives must reflect that we are living for Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And when we live for Jesus Christ, our walk and our talk must be in line with what we are professing that we are. We are told these words in the 149th division of Psalms. He says there in verse 4 of that scripture, he said, "For the Lord taketh pleasure," and praise our God, that our God taketh pleasure, saints, in us. He has divine favor upon his people. He said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. You see, this beauty the Bible speaks about is a beauty that doesn't come from cosmetics or extreme makeover. But this beauty comes from Christ Jesus himself. You see, saints of God, to beautify us with salvation is a divine desire of God for our lives. When God created the world, the Bible tells us in Genesis 1, verse 31, that God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. But sin, as we know, destroyed that which God had made. However, God wants to give unto us, as the prophet Isaiah penned in Isaiah 61, verse 3, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Although sin destroyed what God created as good and beautiful, our God had a remedy, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is God's divine provision for lost souls. You see, it is not God's will. We are told in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Our lives, saints of God, before we came to God, we were once dead in sin. But now that we are saved, he has made us alive in him. We are told in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 1, these words. He said, "In you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses in sin." Do you remember that old life that we used to live? It's letting us know, "In you has he quickened," mean he has made us alive when we were once dead in trespasses in sin. He said, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." You see, there was a time when you and I followed after the devil. There was a time when we lived for the devil and did devilish things. We were dead in our sins. We had a sinful walk. We had worldliness all around us each and every day. He goes on to say here, he said, "According to the prince of the power of the air," he said, "the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Do we not see the devil working overtime right now? Saints of God, look at all the things that are going on. Look at what's happening out there in the world. The devil has blinded the eyes of those out there in the world to the things of Almighty God. But praise be to Almighty God. Saints of God, God took our dirty hearts and he made them clean. He took our disturbed souls and he has made them peaceful in him. You hear people say a Christian life seems like a dull or maybe even a boring life, but in Jesus Christ, I've found that not to be so. He has made our lives radiant in him unto salvation. We are told in John 10, verse 10, "I am the way." John 10, 10, "I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." To the lost this afternoon, Christ can and wants to bring beauty into your life too, but you are going to have to accept God on God's terms and condition. You see, God desires to bring beauty into your life, and he does by what the word of God calls salvation. God wants to save you. God wants to transform your life. God wants you to come out of a life of sin and live a life for Jesus Christ, who died that you might be set free from sin. Praise our God for his love for us.
us. We are told, and brother mentioned it in the prayer when he was praying in John 3, and we know these scriptures quite well, but this word of God is left on record for us so that we get into the word and read what happened. It said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, that was a free gift for you and I. How many believe the word of God, that God's gift is free to you? He went on to say he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise our God. Everlasting life. We used to sing a song, is free. And it went on to say, I'm so glad. Are you glad this afternoon for everlasting life? Well, praise our God. Oh, thank God he loved us so much. Thank God he cleansed the saints of God. Thank God he transformed our lives. Oh, salvation is wrapped up in one person, and his name is Jesus Christ. We are told in Acts, the 4th chapter, in verse 12, these words, neither is salvation in any other. Praise our God, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, in Christ alone is cleansing. In Christ Jesus alone is pardon. In Christ Jesus alone is forgiveness and everlasting life. Oh, in this verse here in Acts, the 4th chapter, it lets us know that none other name under heaven given among men. There is no other Savior but Jesus. No other salvation. If he is rejected, there's no other person that you can be saved to get into the kingdom of God. Oh, you've got to accept him. You got to come to Jesus Christ. You can't go to all these little makeshift things that people are making up today. All kinds of little religious organizations. All kinds of things. They're talking about QAnon and various things. These things will not save your soul. The only one that can save you is Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. Not another man that can save you. Oh, I don't care what you worship. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I have my religion. And that's what it is just religion. Mm-hmm. I thank God. I received a text from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And she's under this form of religion that is, you know, false teaching. But we've been good friends for a while. And I truly stand on the word of God, and she knows how I stand. And so the other day, she tried to test the waters with me. You see, that's how the devil works, saints. Mm-hmm. Although I preach the word of God, oh, the devil is still trying to test me. He's trying to see if I'm going to go to the left or go to the right instead of staying in the straight and narrow way. And so she sent me this little thing from her little kingdom hall. And she said to me, for me, she wanted me to read this thing because she said in there, I know you have your religion. Oh, I had to think about that for a few minutes because, you know, I didn't want to give a hasty answer. I wanted to give what the Holy Spirit would give me to give back to her. And so when I responded back to her, I let her know I don't have a religion. I have salvation. Through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross for my sins. I live for Almighty God. Because you see, the word of God tells me in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called and one hope of your calling. There is one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And I serve Almighty God. I serve the one who is able, the one who sent his son to die for my sins. I don't have a religion, but I have salvation through the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. Praise our God. But I never heard anything back from her after I sent her the note. But I thank God because, saints of God, we've got to stand on the word of God. We've got to stand on what thus saith the Lord.
We got to know God for ourselves. We can't just say, well, I go to 116 South Wayne Avenue and I go and the saints over there, I know they live right. No, you got to know why you know Jesus Christ or how you're living for the Lord. This is a no-soul salvation. You have to know why you are saved. I'm saved because Jesus Christ shed his blood. I'm saved because I confess for my sins. I repented. I'm living for Almighty God. Oh, we're living in a time people are confused about salvation. Brother Byron and I were talking a little bit about this on yesterday. People are so confused, but I think they want us to believe they are. Let me put it like that. That's what the Spirit is bringing to me. Because many are walking around and they hang on scripture. They hang on certain words in a scripture. Many have come and say, well, the word just says, if you believe on Jesus, thou shalt be saved. Oh, it goes a little further than that. Because there are a lot of people walking around and say, I believe that there's a Jesus. I believe that he is the Son of God. But that's not what that scripture is saying. That just because you say you believe there is Jesus, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that you shall be saved. That's not what it's saying. Oh, we've got to go on and we've got to learn what the word of God says and rightly divide the word of truth so we'll understand what that belief is all about. Many are walking around and just saying, well, I believe there's a God in heaven. Oh, yes, he is. But if you believe he's a God, God is in heaven, why are you living like you're living? If you believe in the word of God tells you about sin. It tells you that Jesus said, if you die in your sins where he is, you cannot come. And if you're still living in a life full of sin, then you know you're not going to be reigning with Jesus in glory. But then still we have these funerals. We go and hear people eulogizing individuals who never even walked into a house of God. And many of them now are saved and on their way to see Jesus. Not so. No matter what they say, if you haven't lived the life, the Bible says you shall know them by their fruit. If your fruits are not fruits of righteousness and not living for Almighty God, then your eternal home is not going to be in heaven when you leave this life. Oh, we've got to be careful, saints of God. Oh, we got to be careful because many are rejecting and not accepting the truth of God's word. But there's no other name to save from sin's destruction but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise our God. And mankind can't come to Jesus or come to the Father except you go through Jesus Christ. You see, being saved is not a choice. It's an absolute must. Every man needs salvation. You might have woken up this morning a sinner, or you might have come to this house of God this morning a sinner. But however, the way you came in does not mean you have to leave that way. Praise our God. You can call upon the name of the Lord and you can be saved. Salvation comes through confessing your faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of your sins. You must get to the place that you are sick and tired of sin and that you want a change in your life. How many know what I'm talking about? If you want that change, then come to Jesus Christ. You see, none of us know when we are going to die, but it behooves each and every one of us to make our peace calling and election sure with Almighty God. Today, every one of us have a choice to make. Will you choose life or will you choose death? We're told these words in 1 Samuel 20, verse 3. There is but a step between me and death. Oh, choose life in Jesus. You won't regret it. I say that to the lost. Choose life in Jesus Christ. Those of us who are saved today have never regretted the day that Jesus spoke Amen. Peace to our troubled Amen. Souls. Praise our God. Oh, words of peace. I thank God for the peace that God has given me. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm like Sister Smith. It was so good just to be around brothers and sisters, laughing and talking and fellowshipping one with another. You know, the world, they gather and they do all kinds of things. They gather on these Saturdays, and this is not saying anything against football, but they gather on Saturdays, and they have all their tailgate parties, and they have
hundreds and hundreds of people there at these parties, and bratwurst and all kinds of grills pulled out. No matter how cold it is, they're out there. They've got their Buckeyes, their little, you know, chocolate candies, all kinds of food you can eat, gathering and laughing and drinking and carrying on. How come the saints of God can't come together? Oh, we don't have to tailgate for a football team, but we can get out there in the parking lot and have a tailgate for Jesus Christ and draw up souls to Jesus Christ. People would say, well, you're on a parking lot. You don't have a lot of people that come up. Oh, that's all right. God knows what we're doing. God will send the souls. As they said, souls came up. And many of them came up and sat down and heard the word of God. And one soul in particular, that soul was so touched by the message that God had given to Brother Byrene. That soul, when she first came in, she had a frown on her face when Sister told her that we weren't serving right now because the word of God was going forth. And then others said to share with me that when she walked away from the serving table, she had a frown look on her face, and she mumbled some words out, service. Oh, but when she sat down, God had a word for her. God had a word that would penetrate her soul. Why? Because the word of God tells us that the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will pierce you coming and going. It will cut away the dross. She came here for food, but God gave her the spiritual food that was needed for her soul. And when she began to walk away, you could see the tears welling up in her eyes, and she couldn't even take the natural food because God fed her what she needed, and it was for her. Her soul. At first she was going to reject the word of God, but oh, God can put a woman on you. I'm telling you right now, you may have come and said, well, I'm just going to sit here and listen to what they're going to say, but our God can bring the word of God and penetrate your heart. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Because there was a day when many of us came into this house of God and we were not saved. And when Pastor Wilbur got up and preached the word of God, it began to hit us. It began to strike against that sin that was in our lives. And we came to our altar of prayer. Amen. And gave our lives to the Lord. Amen. That's how God's word works. When we don't water it down or try to compromise because we're afraid we're going to offend a family member. My God is no respecter of person. Our family members need to be saved by the same word that we are teaching to those out in the parking lot. Our family members need to hear the straight word of Almighty God, the unadulterated word. They need to be told if you die in your sins, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. Praise our God. We can't sugarcoat it for them because we love them. Oh, we love them. We love them to life.
Amen.
We also love them enough that we give them the word, the true word of God that will save their soul. Praise our God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for all that he has done for us. Thank God for his plan of salvation this afternoon. You see, because salvation causes us to serve him acceptably in this present world, I know that many don't see it that way. Now we are seeing a falling away from holy and righteous living. But there's nothing we should be alarmed about, saints of God. We are told in the word of God to be not soon shaken. These things are going to come about. People are falling away. People are falling to all these things that are happening. But, oh, let us stay. Let us hold on to the things of Almighty God and not get weary in well-doing. Oh, this type of living is not acceptable to God. Our God is calling for better from his people. Paul tells us in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, he tells us how we are to walk now that we are saved. He says in verse 1 of that scripture, Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. You think about Paul was begging them, begging the saints there at Ephesus. He said, the eye, therefore, the prisoner. He was letting them know he was incarcerated at this time. He was incarcerated for the name of Jesus Christ. But Paul was still preaching the word of God. You know, the devil can have us down, saints of God. We might be ailing in body. We may not feel good. We may be somewhere that we might, but we can still preach and teach the word of God. We can show others about Almighty God. He went on to say, there I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. He said, with all lowliness and meekness and long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring, meaning Paul was letting us know we are to do all we can, saints of God. He said, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Praise our God. You see, now that we are saved, Jesus isn't just a part of our lives. No, he is our life. And through the Holy Spirit of God, we are guided into everything that we do, everything that you and I say. Our heart, our mind, our soul belongs to Jesus Christ. We are told in Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, now that we are saved, we must have the mind of Christ. And his mind, when he came to this earth, was to do the will of his Father. He said in John 9, verse 4, these words. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Are we doing the work of Almighty God, saints of God? When we come into the house of God to get fed so that we can go out into this world and do the works of Almighty God. Then in John 6, verse 38, we're told these words, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And in Luke 2, verse 49, he says, I must be about my Father's business. Are we about God's business throughout the week? Are we about telling souls about Jesus Christ? I thank God, even on yesterday, I thank God for Sister Blake and Brother Blake and how they put together all the packets that, you know, we hand out with all the literature about God and for people to come and how they make it so attractive and put some candy in it. And then I thank God Sister Maria came over and she said, do you mind if I take some of these packets? And she put some of the little treats that we had out there in them. She said, so when we stop on the road, Tatum and I, when we're giving out things to help out people, we want to give them the word. She said, and if there's any left over, she said, can I come and get some more and put them in there so that Tatum and I can give them out? Amen. That's what it's all about, amen, spreading the good news, giving out those tracts. And we may not be there, but we can give out a tract and someone can read later on about God, about salvation. Brother and sister have them packaged so nicely and so in order. Everything is done. Every one of them is done the same way. Thank God for that. Thank God for the care that they take. Because why? Souls need to be saved. And we know that they need to be saved. Oh, saints of God, now that we are saved, we ought not to just drift around. We don't want to be aimlessly walking through this life just mimicking little things that people mimic all the time. Isn't God good? Yeah, God is good all the time. Bless his name. Oh, those are good sayings. We don't want to be walking around just saying those things. We want to be living according to God's eternal word. Paul, in the scripture reading we just read here in Ephesians 4, was saying to us that our lives now have a purpose. He said to walk circumspectly. You think about that. We are to walk worthy wherewith you are called. Oh, in another area he told us about, we were told about walking circumspectly. And that's a word that we oftentimes don't use. We oftentimes don't use it in our normal everyday conversation. But when you're walking circumspectly, that means you're walking cautiously. You're walking watchfully. Oh, you're carefully. You're aware of the surround. You're aware of the things that are going on. That's what God wants from us, saints of God. He wants us to live so. He wants us to walk according, worthy of the vocation, worthy of the calling that we've been called. Praise our God. You see, as believers, we need to adhere to all the warnings in the word of God. We got to pay attention to these things, saints. We got to stay focused on the things of God. All the distractions going on in our world today, they are designed by the enemy
to get you and I to get off on this and get off on that cause and get off on this cause. But we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus, our eye on the sparrow, knowing that the only way to get into the kingdom of God is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise our God. You see, the enemy of our soul is doing everything to distract us. And when we're distracted, our focus becomes more on the things of this world, becomes more on the cares of this life, and less on living for Almighty God. We are told that our enemy is walking about seeking whom he may devour. That means the devil and his imps are actively pursuing you and I. Just because we profess to be saved does not mean he goes away and leaves us alone. Not so. No, just the opposite. Our salvation in Christ Jesus has now ramped up the devil and his work that he is trying to do. All his advantages toward us and all the things that he's doing. Because we now profess that we are saved. Our trials, saints of God, have gotten a lot more. How many know what I'm talking about? You think about the days when you fast and you're praying. Oh, the enemy will come in. You know, Norm, there are some days you can go and may not even get up and think about eating because you got so many things, you know, to do. I'm not talking about physical, not your spiritual. You always get your spiritual food. But you may not eat physically. And you get up and you're going, and sometimes you get way in the afternoon. You say, ooh, I haven't even had a bite to eat. But on the day when you set aside and say, Lord, I'm going to set aside this day to fast and pray for you, oh, the enemy, next thing you know, you keep all these hunger pains, all this stuff that's going on. Then you turn around and bringing around food. Would you like this? And you're seeing all kinds of advertisements about Whoppers and big sandwiches and all this kind of stuff. That's how the enemy works, eh? But we got to press on for Almighty God. Oh, when we set ourselves aside for Almighty God, that's what we're doing, setting ourselves away because we have something we want God to answer. We're saying to Almighty God, I'm willing to give up my bread. I'm willing to give up my water because I know this is important, dear Heavenly Father, and I know you're going to answer. He said these things come through what? Fasting and prayer. There's some things that come through fasting and prayer. Some things will come through just prayer, but there are other things that you got to get down underneath the saints of God. And got to say, Lord, I'm going to turn over everything. And then be like Jacob and say, Lord, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Praise our God. And our God is able. Our God is able. I know there are many right now out in this world right now, even in the religious world, that would say to you, we shouldn't even talk about the devil. We'd be better off just ignoring him. Others try to reason him out of existence. Then there are those who try and argue that there is no devil. Those same ones will turn around and tell you there's no hell. It's just a myth about heaven. But the enemy of our souls is not simply going to go away because we don't want to talk about him. He's going to be around, saints of God. Yes, the devil is real, just like hell is real. James tells us in James, the second chapter, verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, the devil doeth well. The devils also believe and tremble. The devil's purpose is to deceive. Jesus said in John 8:44, you are of your father. My. He said, your father, the devil. If the devil was not real, then Jesus would not have said these words. Oh, he said there in John 8:44, let's get it right. You are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. See, there's no truth in the devil whatsoever. None whatsoever. He said, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Oh, saints of God, in order for us to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within, we've got to strengthen our walk with the Lord. How do we do that? Through daily prayer and studying of God's eternal word. It surprises me, saints of God, the number of people who call themselves Christians that don't study the word of God. There are so many that don't know the scriptures. So many that don't know what thus saith the Lord. My. We are living in a time where people don't take time to learn about Jesus. We're coming up to a time of the year. And I was listening, I was in the store the other day, and I heard these ladies in there, and they were talking, do you believe they already got Christmas trees and stuff already out? They were going, well, how come they just can't allow Halloween? We've got to enjoy Halloween, another devilish holiday. And now we're seeing it all around. I know in Sister Maria's neighborhood, mine too, people now decorate their house now. Oh, you got all kinds of ghosts and portrays of ghosts and goblins and all kinds of stuff all over people's houses. And don't come in here. If you come in, you may not leave out, and all kinds of, you know, scary things to scare people. That's what our world is wrapped up in, saints. And these very same folks, later on in about a month and a half, they'll have, or less than a month and a half, they'll have out a nativity scene. Now, you just had a scene out here with the devil and all of his goblins and scary things, and then you turn around and less than a month, you'll put out a nativity scene with all kinds of things, a Santa Claus and a reindeers and all these kind of things out in front of your home. See how the devil has folks' minds all mixed up. That's why the Bible says you can't serve both God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world. Either you love Almighty God and you're living for him, or you're living for the world. Which one is it? You have to make up your mind which one you're serving, because you're not going to get into the kingdom of God trying to straddle the fence and say, well, some days I'm this, and for the children's sake, we've got to have Halloween. Not so. Amen. Not so. The world of God, the world doesn't push on us, saints of God, how we live our lives. We live our lives according to what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, who we are in Jesus is more than just being called a Christian. Please hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. People have used the word Christian so loosely that its true meaning of Christ-likeness has been distorted. We're living in a time right now. I was listening the other day to the news, trying to get a feel for the candidates and listening to the things that they're saying in order to know how to vote or what not to vote for. And I heard some of the most disturbing things coming from those who claim to be Christians. And this is not something I'm talking, this is not political talk, but I am a minister of Almighty God. And my responsibility is to warn souls. My responsibility is to win souls to Jesus Christ. And my walk with God, as well as your walk with God, is one that we've got to take seriously. When you hear people saying that I'm a Christian, and they profess to be Christian, and they're living the way that they're living, and doing the things that they're doing, and then they turn around and tell you, well, yeah, I'm a born-again believer, or I'm just a redeemed sinner. I'm a sinner, I'm a Christian sinner, or redeems, all these terms that they're using, it's not of God. You see, for many who profess to be Christians, their so-called Christian life is up and down and in and out. They're all over the place, but that's not of God. You see, just throwing around a title and saying, I'm a Christian, does not make you saved. Our God reconciled us who were once aliens through the cause of Jesus Christ. He redeemed us and made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. You see, God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Salvation consists of an inward and outward change. How many know what I'm talking about? When that inward man is changed, it's going to come to the outward man. And that inward man is our heart. You see, our heart is the center of life. That's why we are told to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You have to have a heart transformation when you come to Jesus Christ. And when your heart is transferred, and when that heart has been transformed by Jesus Christ, you'll live a holy and righteous life for Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? Because the word of God, and I know we know it well, saints of God, we know Ezekiel 36.
36 quite well when he says there in the 26th verse, up the 36th chapter in the 26th verse, he said, a new heart also will I give you. Oh, God, oh, saints of God, we've got to have that renewed heart within. He said, in a new spirit. Do you have the new spirit of God? Because he said, when you come to Jesus Christ, he said, a new spirit will I put within you. See, that old spirit, that old man, that old way of living has to go out when Jesus comes in, because the two of them can't stay in the same house. You cannot say that I'm living for the Lord and then still living for the devil. One goes out when the other comes in. And if it doesn't go out, that means that you are not serving Jesus Christ, because he said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Praise our God. God will take away that stony heart, that hard-heartedness that you and I had before we came to Almighty God. And he went on to say, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. How many have found that to be so? Oh, saints of God, God doesn't have to drag us to make us live for him. God doesn't have to put a noose around our neck and say that you're going to live right now that you say you're a child of God. No, when you have a new heart and a new spirit within, you're going to live according to the word of God. Praise our God. It will cause us to walk in God's statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Praise our God. Oh, no one has to force us to live right. Why? Because we're living for Almighty God. Amen. The Spirit of God is living within us. Praise his name. Remind me just now of the scripture in 1 John 5, where it says in there, starting with verse 1, it said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. He goes on to say, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and do what? Keep his commandment. See, when you love God, you'll keep God's commandment. Amen. He went on to say, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Oh, my, my, my. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh what? The world. Saints of God, we've got to overcome this world. We've got to come out of this world. Yes. Saints of God will run to blue jackets and all kinds of things quicker than they'll come to the house of God. That's not pleasing to Almighty God. He says, so whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise our God. Praise our God. God has given us all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ, saints. God has determined that we will be like Jesus and with Jesus one day when we leave this earth. God has made us accepted in Jesus. God proved the blood of Jesus that washed us from our sins and made us as white as snow. Praise our God. And he didn't stop there. No, God reached out to us when we were dead. The word of God said, in trespasses and sins, and headed to hell, and he saved us. We are told just how much God loved us, how he gave us life more abundantly in Christ Jesus. You see, all of these great truths teach us about who we are in Jesus Christ, about all that the Lord has given to us through his grace. Therefore, when we say that we are saved by his power divine, saved to new life, sublime, life is now sweet, my joy is complete. Why? For I'm saved, saved, saved. Praise our God. Can you say you're saved this afternoon? Praise our God. Yes, our God is looking for a people who have settled in their hearts. Live or die, I am the Lord. Praise God. God is right now calling those. There are many who have fallen away. They've fallen back into their sin. They've left their first love. And there may be some that are listening in right now that have allowed some things to slip into their life ahead of Almighty God. And if so, you need to get back to God. You see, the only way to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within is by having our lives lined up with the Word of God. Oh, praise our God. In Amos, the 7th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. I know we know this scripture well. We went over it not long ago, but the Spirit brought it back to me again. Look at what he said there in verse 7 of Amos, the 7th chapter. He said, thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line. Oh, my, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. You see, in the natural, carpenters and painters and plumbers, they use plumb lines to keep their work straight, to make sure that the walls are level. In the spiritual, God's plumb line is his word. It is used to make sure we line up evenly with the word of God. His plumb line will ensure we are walking perfectly according to God's eternal word. My. There will be no crookedness in us, saints of God, when we're walking according to God's word. When we're living according to what thus saith the Lord, our lives line up to the word of God. No one can find anything on us. No one can come and say, well, I saw a sister doing this the other day, or I saw so-and-so down the street at this, or I saw this one over here. No, our lives line up with the word of God. Praise our God. The devil has folks believing that they can sin a little here and sin a little there, and that they still will make it in. However, this is what we are told in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He lets us know that sin is a transgression of the law, that all unrighteousness and sin. He says there, starting with verse 1, he said, behold. And that behold means look. Then he went on to say, what manner, of love, what wondrous love he's letting us know. The Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. What manner of love, what wondrous love that God has bestowed upon you and I, that we should be called the sons of God. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Oh, you might say, well, Sister Renee, you know, I'm known. If the world knows you out there like that, then you need to be known in a different way. You need to be known that you are a child of God. Oh, I know, saints of God, many of us, when we came to God, came to the Lord, we changed our lives. Many of us have lost friends, so-called friends and associates, because they see now that we have a change in our life. But that's all right. Don't allow them to draw you back. Don't say, well, you know, that was my best friend at one time. Maybe God wanted you to know that Jesus is your best friend. Amen. And to put your trust in him. He went on to say here, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praised our God. He said, and every man that has this hope, think about it, saints of God, every man that has this eternal hope in him, purify himself, meaning that we will cleanse and make sure we are right with Almighty God according to the word of God. That's why Jesus said in another passage of scripture back in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We are cleansed through the word of God. He went on to say, and every man that has this hope in him, purify himself even as he is pure. Then he said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. See, people are walking around, I'm just a sinning Christian. Well, did you know what the Bible says? That you are transgressing the law of Almighty God. He went on and said, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, meaning that Jesus Christ was revealed. His mission was to come here to seek and to save that which was lost, and to save us from our sins and not in our sins. He said, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Praise our God. Whosoever abideth. And that word abideth means remain. If you remain in him, and him is Jesus Christ, he said, sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Oh, that's serious. Because we have people walking around saying, I'm just a sinning Christian. The word of God says here, if you abide in him, if you abideth in him, you sin not. But whosoever sinneth has not seen him and neither known him. Well, you may say, well, Sister Renee, isn't there a time of grace? Go over and read Romans. You know, just because there's grace, God didn't allow us walking around being sinning Christians as the world has wants everyone to believe. Oh, God's grace, yes, it's sufficient, it's enough. But the word of God lets us know in that Romans, that sixth chapter, I'm just going to jump here for a second, hold 1 John. He says there in Romans, that sixth chapter, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Right there in the word of God. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer than therein? If you said I'm no longer in sin, then you can't keep living in it. Amen. You don't no longer serve the devil. You can't keep living and saying, well, I'm sinning because the sin is of the devil. We're going to keep on reading 1 John. He went on to say there in Romans, he said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. You see, when you're baptized, before you're baptized, you have to be forgiven of your sins. And then when you're baptized, you are burying that old man. You're telling the world, and you're making an affirmation telling the world, I died to that old man, and I'm risen now with Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Amen. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk, what? In newness of life. If you still find yourself out there sinning and carrying on, then you need to come to the altar and get it right with God. Amen. Something you didn't get something right with God. Because God didn't have sinning children. Amen? Amen. Amen. He went on to say here in verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. And they're talking to us today, saints. Because the world right now is living in a deceptive time. We're living in a very deceptive time. People are deceived about salvation. They're deceived about how they are to live for Almighty God. We see it all around us. People are living all kinds of lives and claiming to be children of God. Not so. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of who? The devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. That's why he was never an angel in heaven. Praise our Amen. God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And his seed is what? The word of God. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Oh, if you're not doing righteousness, you are not of God, according to the word of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh, there are many going to miss out on the kingdom of God just in that one all alone. We're living in a time right now, all you hear, well, I hate so-and-so, and I hate this, and I'm not going to forgive them. I'll never forgive. Well, if you never forgive, you'll never make it into the kingdom of God. Sad to know. Sad to know. It's better to live, saints of God, in a way that when mankind is doing things, you already say, Lord, forgive them. I'm just going to move on. Don't, you know, stand around and stew upon it. Get yourself to the point where you're all worked up in it. No, I got to tell them something. I got to let, no. You got to be careful. You know, the Bible tells us, anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. You don't want to go out and say something and then turn around there and have to come to an altar of prayer. Or say something and Jesus take you at that moment. Then you have no chance of returning to the Lord. That's just how serious it is with us saints of God, with our walk with God. We've got to live so right now when people are doing that, just, okay, you know, walk away from, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. Oh, I know you may say to me, Sister Renee, that's easier said than done. Oh, but we've got to do it, saints of God. It's not impossible because God said so in the word of God. He said a soft answer turns away wrath. You know, sometimes people want to say, people say stuff to you and people want to grab back at them. But you don't have to. You can use a soft answer and just turn away wrath. Or you may not even say anything. I know we used to say years ago, Lord, give me hush mouth grace. May I have to ask God, Lord, give me hush mouth grace in this situation right now. I need you right now. Oh, there's nothing wrong with calling on God right now. I've done it. Oh, there are times, and I'm trusting many of you probably have done it too. There are times when the enemy is pressing sore at you. The enemy is just coming at you at every angle and just keeps coming and coming and coming. You just have to turn and say, Lord, have mercy. Help me. I need you right now. Oh, and God will dispense his angels. Praise our God. I found that to be so. I found that to be so. You see, when God saved us, he saved us to use us for his use, for his kingdom, to do the work. Our God is worthy of us living as we profess. God does not have disobedient children. If we feel that we are drifting away from God, let us ask ourselves, do we see God the same way we did when we first got saved? Do we still have that zeal? Do we still have, you know, when you first, you know, are getting ready to get married and, you know, you found the person that you want to marry and got all those little googly eyes and you can't even, you know, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. I thought about you, all those kind of things. When you first was in love with your spouse, that ought to be the same way we are with God right now. Oh, because guess what? God did a work on us, saints of God. I don't know about you, but my life was out there in sin. And God did a transformation on me. He moved me from the power of darkness into the power of light. Amen. He has given me a new heart, a new soul, a new mind, a new spirit to love him and to serve him. How about you? God is able. When you look back, and you know, I know sometimes people don't want to look back, but sometimes God will allow you to reflect back when you were out there in the world. If you don't say it, the enemy will. There are people that you would say, oh, I remember you from years ago. Oh, thank God it was from years ago because now I'm a child of the King. I live for Almighty God. They may come up there and say that to you and say, you know, back in the day you used to do this. Oh, well, let me apologize because now that I'm saved, I know that wasn't what I should have been doing. But I thank God by the grace of Almighty God that God saved me. Just like Sister was teaching to the children downstairs. You know, in our Sunday school lesson, we're talking about Joseph and how Joseph was there with his brothers. And all his brothers got a rude awakening, didn't they? In this lesson this morning, we were studying and how they thought they never realized after all those years. Time had gone on, time and span, everything had taken place, and then they had even another little young brother named Benjamin, and everything had gone on, but they didn't realize that God was in heaven, and God knew about what they had done. And then later on, here when the famine came in, they had to go to Egypt, and when they went to Egypt, oh, there was their brother that they didn't know. He was their brother. You see, sin always has a way of paying you back, so to speak. The Bible tells us for the wages of sin, that means you're earning wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. You see, sin has a way of coming around. You may, and you know, you'll see people say, oh, it'll come back around and get you. Yes, it will. And so they got there, and they were there with their brother, and they didn't even know it. Oh, but everything that Joseph had told them early on, which started the whole ball of fire to going in the first place, when he went there and told them that I saw in a dream that you're going to bow to me and all these various things, and the very work that they did to get rid of him, now they stand before Joseph. And as Sister was sharing with the children downstairs, no matter how long ago you may have committed it,
Sin will find you out. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, now I'm living for the Lord. And as I said to Sister downstairs when she was sharing with the children, you may have sinned back then. And now you're saved. God has forgiven you. There still may be some consequences from those sins. You may still have to reap what you sowed back then. But guess what? Now you're serving Almighty God. And you have the comforter. You have a cushion. God is able to bring you through. Someone may come up and say to you, well, you know, back then you told me this and you did this. Oh, you can turn around and I'm sorry. They may not forgive you. But then all you can do is say, I'm sorry. And let the Lord have mercy and forgive me. And if they walk away and say, I don't want to have nothing to do with you, you may have lost a longtime friend. But you know, you can go to Almighty God and get on your knees and begin to pray and say, Lord, you know, when I was out there in the sin, in the world, I was doing those things. And yes, I said those things that hurt someone. I pray, Lord, if you find a way to comfort them, find a way to bring them back to me, find a way to let them know that I'm a changed man or changed woman. And Lord God, in the meantime, change them too. Because, see, if they lived for the Lord, they would be able to say, I forgive you. Come on, saints, I forgive you. All of us were out there in the world. We did something. We weren't walking around with halos on our head, as everybody wants us to believe. You know, people walk around talking about, oh, look at that little angel. No. Most of them that are at that age, they've got some stuff in them, these little children. Amen?
Amen.
I know what I'm talking about. Oh, they call them the terrible. They don't call them the terrible twos and threes for no reason. But everybody, people walk around, oh, aren't they so cute? They all look at them, just a little angel. Mm-hmm. Ask some of these parents. Amen? Praise. And grandparents too. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, but God's able, saints of God. I thank God. Oh, but if we think we're drifting away from God, let us ask ourselves these questions. Are we serving God the way we did when we first started, got saved? Do we love him? Do we still have that zeal for God? Because I don't believe people just wake up one morning and think I'm just going to wander away from God. No, there's a gradual thing that happens. Gradually starts having by allowing other things to take place. Stop coming to church. Stop being a part of the family of God. You stop reading your word. You allow the enemy to override you with what thus saith the Lord. And say, well, that's okay. God didn't really mean it. Yeah, he does. Oh, people have no more interest in, you don't have no more interest in the word of God. You hit or miss doing your study. You decrease by meaning you spend little or no time reading and studying God's eternal word. Your prayer life is not what it used to be. You spend little or no time getting on your knees to pray to God. No time in worship service. Nothing of God is top priority with you, but everything of the world is. My. We'd rather be somewhere else than being in the house of God. We'd rather hang out with our buddies instead of fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters God has given us in the Lord, or given to God, has slacked off. Well, you know, God knows I need to do this over here, so I don't have to pay my, no, not according to God's word. Tells us to bring it all in. God didn't give us an out on that. I know these messages aren't popular, saints, but the truth anyway. My calling is to teach, not to be have a popularity contest, but to teach the word of God. And it's for me too, saints of God, because we have to be ready, a prepared people to meet our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Time is winding up. Souls are lost. Souls are at state of losing and on the kingdom of God. We're seeing it every day. People are going into eternity, and they do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When we hear in the news all of the turmoil that's going on our land, we see all the destruction. You think about it, saints of God. All that water down there. They said, and I was listening to the reports, and they were saying walls of water 10 feet high were coming in. Oh, you see how they just swooped those houses. As Sister said on last morning today, some places were decimated. They don't even, the one man got there, he said none of his property, his house is not even there.
They said the streets are full of sand, where sand came in. The water just brought the sand from the ocean right up on in there. Oh, you think about that's the power of Almighty God. Oh, God, you know, you think about all these things that are happening right now in our world, and people still are not coming to God. Many people are still turning away and saying things and not even giving God the glory and not saying, to, oh, Lord, think of those two ladies we heard on there. They said, we should have been dead. The walls were shaking and everything was trying to come in. Not one time did I hear, but we thank God we're alive. Oh, saints of God, our God deserves to be praised. Even though the storms come and the things happen, they are happening for a reason. We know it because the word of God tells us these things are happening because things are in our world. It's not listening to Almighty God. People have gone away from the things we used to say. And yeah, we've got monuments down there on the Capitol that have all these things on it, that have Bible verses and various things. But many of our lawmakers don't even know what it means. Many of them need to go stand out and just read, look at the monuments and see the various scriptures that are on them. But things are happening. Why? Because mankind has turned away from Almighty God. Mankind has turned away from the things of God, the righteousness of God. Look at what we're fighting about over in our land, over and over and over again. We're fighting about things that people are saying women want their rights and this one wants that. Don't misunderstand what sister's saying. This is not about a political thing. This is about serving Almighty God. We're told in Job, the 37th chapter in verse 13, he causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. These things are happening for a reason. God is trying to wake up mankind. And he wants you and I to be awake too, so that we know we are in the last of the last days and in our times in which we live, that we've got to stand on the truth of God's word. We have the entire Bible at our fingertips to keep you and I on course, saints of God. We're told these words in Hebrews, the second chapter, verse 1. He says these words here. He said, therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed. Saints, are we giving the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard? Lest, L-A-S-T, meaning for fear that at any time you shall let them slip. You see, Paul is letting us know that we as believers must pay close attention to the things that are written in God's word. Why? Because if we don't, we will begin to drift away or continue to drift if we're already drifting. And we will fall from our steadfastness. We will fall from grace. And we will be eternally lost. Jesus in Luke 18, he says these words when speaking about the seed, which is the word of God. He said in Luke 18, verse 11, he says, now the parable is this. Praise our God. I may have got the wrong scripture there. I was looking at the one that said, now the parable is this. Maybe it's Luke 8. Praise our God. See if I can find it real quick. Thank the Lord for his word. Praise our God. Yes, Luke 8. He said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart. Saints, are we seeing this happening?
Yes. Yes.
People have come, heard the word of God, and they know truth is here. But yet and still, they'll say to you, well, I know truth is over there. I know truth is at Wayne Avenue. But, you know, I want to go over here and because they allow us to do this over here. He said, the word out of their hearts. He said, those of the by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh this, the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. There on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root, meaning they didn't get rooted and grounded in God's word, which for a while believed, and in time of temptation they fall away. Are we seeing that right now? Oh, it's happening, saints of God. Oftentimes we have the question, why do Christians who once were saved fall away? Paul back in Hebrews 2 let us know why. Because they didn't have the more, take the more earnest heed. They didn't do it diligently. They didn't study God's word. They didn't give to the things of God. They try to stay in the world and try to hang on to and then say, I'm a child of God. No, you got to come to Almighty God. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Oh, saints of God, God's word is our spiritual food. And in order for us to survive spiritually in this Christian race, we've got to partake daily of it. We got to apply it to our lives, or we will be spiritually starved to death. My. In the Gospels are recorded times when Jesus would say, while teaching the others, he that has an ear, let him hear. What Jesus is saying is to listen up, pay attention to his word. Jesus also said in Luke 9 to those he was teaching in verse 44, he said, let these sayings sink down into your ear. Saints of God, we got to let the word of God sink down into our ears and get into our hearts. Jesus was saying, take heed, give serious thought to it. But there are those who we are told in 2 Timothy 4:4 who have turned their ears away from the truth. They're not interested anymore in hearing the word of God or the truth of God's word, which is able to save their soul. Oh, saints of God, what a dangerous place for people to be right now. We talked extensively about this during our Bible study work and I still thank God for dear brother Jackson and brother Maurice drawing closer to God. Oh, saints of God, we cannot ever get to the point where we feel that we're just, I'm already studied up. I'm okay. I don't have to study anymore. No. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us a stark warning. It tells us in verse 12, he said, wherefore let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. You see, there's a standing lie of the devil that is permeating throughout all the religious society right now. And now it's starting to seep in and filter its way into some churches of God. And that lie is that one cannot fall from the grace of God and be lost. That once saved, always saved. But see, that's not according to the word of God. My. We're told these words in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 4. Oh, he says these words. He said, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. And that's what's happened right now. You see, the denominational world believes and they spread this lie. Once saved, always saved. And sadly enough, there are so many people right now that believe it. And they're living any old kind of life. They've drifted away from God. They live lives worse than others. I was listening to someone that was sharing with us. And they were sharing about how many on New Year's Eve, you know, the December 31st normally, and many of them go into night watch services. And they go in to have that watch night, I think it's called, service. And then many of them in there, once they get to 12, they start stripping off their stuff and go running so they can go to the party, the New Year's Day parties. My. Either we are children of God or children of the devil. Yeah. Many have fallen from grace. And they will be eternally lost. We're told in Hebrews 10:26, where if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice. John 8, verse 21 said, if you die in your sins, where he is, you cannot come. Sin is nothing to play around with. I know folks in our day and time joke about it. They make fun about it. However, souls are perishing right now daily in sin. And they need to know about God. God does not see sin as something to joke about.
Amen.
Oh, he sees it very seriously. Nothing for us to play with. He destroyed cities in the Bible that we know of because of sin. You Bible students know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. And due to time, I'm just going to summarize in Genesis 18. Oh, my. And I say if you don't know it, I ask you to read it in your leisure. But you know, back in that time, the angel visited Abraham and Sarah. The angel let them know that Sarah would have a son. You see, the son is the son of promise. After God told Abraham in chapter 17 to walk before him and be thou perfect, he told him in verse 16 of that passage of scripture that he would bless him and give him a son. My.
And he would bless also Sarah, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. You see, the thing that made them both laugh is the fact that they were of age. Abraham was 100, Sarah was in her 90s. And then you fast forward to chapter 18, and verse 14, it says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Praise our God. As you read on, those same angels came to warn about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham was a good uncle, like some of us are today. He loved his nephew Lot. He was concerned when he heard about the destruction. But the word of God tells us in verses 20, you think about this. Let's go there just for a second, saints. We do want to look at that and look at what the word of God tells us in verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, meaning it was oppressive to Almighty God, he said, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it. But I need you, saints of God, in your leisure to read the other scriptures, 17 and 18, because there's so much in here. But due to time, saints, due to time. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. It said, and Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? See how Abraham was concerned. And then he said, peradventure means perhaps there be 50 righteous. Oh, you think about it. He didn't say 100,000. He didn't say 50,000, 20. He said 50. Within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Then he went on to say, that be far from thee to do after this manner. Oh, Abraham was pleading before God. He said, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, Abraham was talking to Almighty God. And the Lord said, if I find in Psalm 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Now Abraham knew something within himself, because then Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken up upon me to speak unto the Lord. Listen to what he said, which am but dust. He knew that he was nothing but dust and ashes standing before Almighty God. Oh, what godly reverence that we ought to have, saints of God, to know who we stand before. That's why we ought not to take our salvation lightly. We ought not to play around with it. Do you know who you stand before? Do you know you stand before the God of this universe, the one who speaks and man lives, and the one who speaks and man dies? And people play around and say any old thing to Almighty God. Let us be careful. Let us be mindful of that. He went on to say, peradventure, he said, there shall lack five of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, if I find there 40 and five, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure. Abraham knew something. He said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. He said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry. He said, and I will speak. He said, peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I've taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. He said, peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20. God will come right along with you. He said, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this once. He said, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. Not even 10 souls were righteous to spare the city. What are you saying, Sister Renee? What the word of God is saying to us. Jesus said in another passage of scripture, will I find faith when I return? When he comes back, will he find you and I watching and waiting and being prepared to go, saints of God? Are we going to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within? Or are we going to allow the things that are going on into this world to keep us out of the kingdom of God? Let us think about what Abraham
was doing for his nephew Lot. And think about our loved ones. You see, our God is preparing heaven for those he loves. And he is sparing no cost at his saints. You can go read Revelations 21, all into Revelations 22. And it tells us about the bold of the righteous, where we will be with splendor and glorious things. Its streets are pure gold and single pearl for gates and single gems for the foundation. This is the place where we want to spend eternity. But yet and still there are those who will not come this way. And if we want to be with Jesus when we leave this life, we must keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Amen. 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 Keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within, my Lord. It just lets us know we have to be fervent in spirit. We can't be lackluster, half-hearted, keeping the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within. You know, as Pastor Jenkins was talking there at the end about Sodom and how Abraham was pleading before God. Abraham was pleading. And the last thing that the Lord told him was, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And if we go on to read that 19th chapter, we see the wickedness that was there in Sodom.
Yes.
All that wickedness that was there. And yet God was willing to spare the city just for the sake of 10 righteous. My God, that's the mercy of God.
Amen.
That is the mercy of God.
Amen.
My Lord, that's how much God loves the righteous.
Amen.
That's how much God loves us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise.
Amen. And any time that we might get discouraged or thinking that the Lord doesn't see what we're going through, or know the trials that we have, just know that God loved the righteous so much that he was willing to spare that city of Sodom just for 10 righteous. And know that God has not changed. The Lord will fight our battles.
Amen.
The Lord will care for us.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Even if it means that some of those who need, who really are, if they got what they deserved, God would not spare them. But thank God, he does not punish us according to our iniquities. If that were the case, none of us would have been saved.
Yes.
We all would have been wiped out before we ever had an opportunity to come to repentance. And so we pray for those who are yet out of the ark of safety. And we realize that we have to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within so that we remain in the ark of safety.
Amen.
In this day and time. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God for this word, this admonition, this exhortation. This message that had three parts. This is how important it is that we keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning within us. Amen. Amen. What shall we sing? Number 482 in the worship of the Lord. Amen. Let's keep that fire. Keep that fire burning. The devil would try to put it out. Try to have us take our eyes off the Lord, but we have to keep that fire burning. Number 482 in the worship of the Lord.
take time to behold.
Take time to be holy, speak up with our God, find rest in Him always, and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children, and forgetting is nothing, it is blessing to see. Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like Him you shall be. Your friends in your conduct, His likeness shall see.
Amen. The way that we conduct ourselves, the way that we live, we ought to reflect the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And it takes time to be holy.
Yeah.
It should not be an act that we put on from time to time.
Amen.
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 If we spend time with the Lord, that it's nothing unusual. Our holy conversation and conduct is nothing that's any different when we're around people than when we're by ourselves.
Amen.
It's no different when we're with the saints or when we're people of the world.
Amen.
We're the same. And in order for that to happen, it takes time to be holy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Says, by looking to Jesus, like Him you shall be. That's who we are to be like. He is our example. And so whether our friends or foes, they should see Christ's likeness in us.
Amen.
It says, take time to be holy. That first verse, speak often with God. And there are times when we're, whether we can be driving on our jobs, sometimes we're talking to the Lord. You ever find yourself, you're talking to the Lord and you're not exactly praying.
Mm-hmm.
Although some might say any time that you're talking with God, you're praying. And perhaps that's so. But we're not down on our knees and then attitude. And sometimes our eyes are not even closed. But we find ourselves talking to the Lord.
Amen.
Just talking to the Lord, thanking Him for His goodness. You wake up with, Lord, thank Lord, what a beautiful day this is that you've made. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I if we're going to work or if there's something that we have to do and we're talking to the Lord, and sometimes it's, Lord, what would you have me to do first? Sometimes it may be cleaning my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, what's the best way for me to go about this?
Amen.
Lord, should I dust first or should I vacuum first?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the Lord will bring to us, the Lord will bring to us, oh, no, you know, you got that basket of clothes sitting down there. You still have to go in the washing machine.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. I forgot all about those. We can talk to the Lord,
yeah.
and it's about everyday things. But the Lord is concerned about every aspect of our lives. Absolutely. And it takes time to be holy. And when we're in the presence of God, we're in His presence no matter what we're doing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord will say, no, don't forget that ring that's around the bathtub either. Don't forget. Don't forget to go in there and clean that too. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to bend down and clean it. And then, Lord, for giving me the strength to get up.
Amen.
After I've cleaned it. These are conversations we can have with the Lord, and you know, and you know, some of this may be amusing, but no, this is serious, because the Lord is with us. When we take the time to be holy, the Lord is with us all the time.
Amen.
Praise Amen.
God.
Amen.
This is right now.
Hey, right here and right now. Amen. And the times when you do things, there are times maybe not you, maybe I'm just talking about me, but I do things that are, I've done something that is silly. I've left something somewhere that shouldn't be. Sometimes I'll eat and then take the dirty fork, and instead of putting it in the sink, I put it in the refrigerator, and I look at it and I laugh at myself, and I say, Lord, help me, because help me, Lord. And I'm persuaded that the Lord smiles at that even, because I know that I have to depend on him for everything.
Amen.
It takes time to be holy.
Amen.
But any time that we have is time that the Lord has given to us, so it's his time.
Amen.
That time to be holy. We're told in his word about these perilous times that we live in, and we have to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. Take that time to learn how to be holy. Praise God. It says, "Feed, find rest in him always, and feed on his word." We can meditate on the word of God and just think about the goodness of God. And as we read the word of God, and he'll bring it back to our thoughts and to our mind.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't have the Bible open in front of us, but he'll bring it back to our mind. And we can still feed on it. It says, make friends of God's children. We ought to be able to come together in fellowship with the saints and be happy to be with the saints.
Amen.
It's not a chore to come together with the people of God.
No.
Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing. Don't forget his blessings to seek. Amen. Amen. Take the time to be holy. God has given us the time, any time that we have in this life. God has allowed us to be here. Use that time to his glory and his honor. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone who wants to be remembered in prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Remember me.
Amen.
Remember me. Amen. Amen. We remember one another.
Yes.
To be holy.
Great.
And upright before
Amen.
God, even as we walk before the Lord.
Amen.
To do it
Everything.
Humbly and holy.
Amen. Amen.
We'll sing that last verse.
Yes. Take time to be holy. Let him be the God. And run not before him.
Thank God for his
Amen.
Word. So we're told to trust in his word.
Amen.
No matter what happens, still trust in his word. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word today. Amen. Amen. We've seen the upraised hands. We thank God that we can raise our hands and say, remember me in prayer.
Amen.
That the Lord will help me. And we see each other's hands, and that lets us know to pray one for another.
Amen.
Amen. That we may be strengthened in God's word.
Amen. Praise God.
Because I want to make it.
I do too.
I want all you to make it. I pray you want me to make it too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be at the meeting.
Amen. Amen. Around the throne. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for his precious word this day? Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Because, Lord, we needed to hear from you today. And we thank you, Lord, because we have heard your precious word this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word. Help us, Lord, to keep our lights burning, dear God. Help us, Lord, to keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in our hearts, dear God. Lord, that flame has been kindled, dear God, by you, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that we may, Lord, ever live, ever do that which is pleasing in your sight, dear God. Lord, as we take the time, dear God, to be holy. Lord, you told even Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. We know that Jesus said, be ye holy, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is holy. And so, Lord, we know, dear God, that it's, Lord, your command that your people be holy, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to take the time, dear God, that you have given to us. Lord, not to try to run before you, dear God, but, Lord, to walk, Lord, in the light as you've shined it on our pathway. Lord, to walk, Lord, as you order our steps in your word, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And, Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear God, for it is our desire, dear Father, Lord, to ever be, dear God, in your will, to ever walk in your way, dear Father. Lord, to know, Lord, that we cannot make it, Lord, in thee, except, Lord, we walk according to your will and according to your word. Help us, dear God, to always, Lord, be in your word and follow, Lord, all of your commandments, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. And, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear Father. Lord, each hand that was raised, dear God, and perhaps hands that weren't raised, dear God. Father, help us, dear God, to ever, Lord, be in, Lord, to ever be in this walk, in this holy way, dear God.
Amen, amen.
Lord, we don't want to have started and not finish. Lord, we don't want, dear God,
Amen.
To have been redeemed. Lord, we don't want to have, Lord, gone through repentance, dear God, and being forgiven, dear Father, and have tasted, Lord, of the goodness, dear Father, your goodness in our lives, dear God. Have had the joy of salvation and then be lost, dear God. So, Father, help us, dear God, not to let anything slip.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, not to think, Lord, that we've got it made, dear God.
Yeah.
Father, we often hear the expression, people think they've got it made in the shade, dear God. But, Lord, if memory serves me, Lord, shade is darker than light.
Yeah.
Father, we pray, dear God, that we may walk in all of the light, dear God, that you show us, dear Father. All of the light of your word, dear God, as you shine it on our pathway, dear Father.
Praise God.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to ever be thankful, dear God, for your precious word. For we know, Lord, that if we abide in your word, dear God, then, Lord, we will make it, Lord, from here to glory, dear God. And, Lord, we'll be able, Lord, to praise you, dear God, among the saints who have gone on before us, dear Father. Lord, we'll be able to thank you, Lord, for how you kept us. And, Lord, we will be able, dear God, Lord, to receive that crown and that mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your work and in your word. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. Father, we don't want to be the only ones who make it, dear God. So, Lord, even as we pray, Lord, for souls, Lord, who are still out of the ark of safety, Father, we pray, dear God, for those souls this day. We pray, Lord, if there are any, Lord, who heard your word, dear God, whether by phone or on the system, dear God, and have not surrendered to you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they would turn and serve you, dear God, while there is yet time. For we know, Lord, it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for their repentance this day. Lord, that they would not wait another day, dear God, but that they would fall on their knees, dear God, before you and seek, dear God, the salvation that can only be obtained through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Have your way, Lord. Bless us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be examples of believers, dear God, that we may speak a word of hope, dear God, to those that we come in contact with. Use us, dear God, to your glory and to your honor. And, Lord, we will give you all of the praise and all the glory shall be thine. This we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for this message.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the message, and thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? We don't want to quench the spirit.
Amen.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 I was so touched by her. Especially when I looked over there and seen her teachers, you know, over there. And they both had their clothes on. And then, yeah, I can't see that well. And then, you know, they got up, they got busy like she was an old time worker, making sure it was good and cold. They could strip it off, but like you laid them down. But this year, it didn't do it for them. I was just amazed at how she is picking up on things. I thank God that she's around us, loves to be around us, and learns things. And I also want to thank the Lord, too. I went to the Lord this morning to get my
love. Praise God.
And I was walking by an automobile. I got exactly behind the automobile. And the person in there, the other one, started backing out.
Amen. No. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. He's with us all the time. He's with us every moment. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. So glad you're here, Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank the Lord. It's good to hear your voice on Wednesday nights, too, as you help us. Help us pronounce words and all kinds of things.
Amen.
He always makes a way, doesn't he? Amen. Thank the Lord. And Sister Maria, I saw you were assisting your daughter earlier in the service. She says, oh. Yes, she does. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Okay. And that's the love of saints. They're attentive to one another. They watch, they look, they see. Sometimes they don't say anything. They'll just go over and assist, do what needs to be done. They don't make a whole great big show of anything. They don't sound a trumpet before themselves. Say, well, I'm going over now to help Sister Potato walk across the room. No, that's not saints. They quietly do loving things. Mm-hmm. And just thank God for that. Amen. 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 Someone did some training, didn't they?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That scripture says, you know, and when they are old, they'll not depart from it. I don't know about the old part. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank God for you, Sister Maria. And we see another generation and the generation following, and she's training hers up as well. Amen. Thank God for that. We know that so many down through the years, you know, there are many who have trained up their children. I think of Madeline and Jacob, and I think of Brother Byron bringing them from the time that they were little, and Madeline was in the beginner's class and wouldn't even face forward. She had her back turned to the congregation and because she was so shy a long time ago. And then she got to the place, she got older in the class, and then she was helping little ones who were younger than her. Amen. And how they would come, even as they got to be teenagers and, you know, graduating from high school, and they were in our class, and how they were coming to Sunday school class and learning about the Lord. And we knew no matter how many students were in the class, no matter what we were studying, if nobody else had studied the lesson, we knew that the teachers had studied the lesson and that Madeline and Jacob had studied the lesson, even if none of the rest of them had, because we know that Brother Byron was steadfast and always studied the lesson with them through the week. And so that's thank God for his influence on the families and lives. Yes, sister. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. It's so good to know that our God never slumbers nor sleeps. And I don't exactly know the difference between slumbering and sleeping, but our God doesn't do any of those. He watches over us. Amen. Brother Robert.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, brother. Amen. 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 Yes, brother. We will continue to pray for the whole family and pray for the unsaved loved ones. Yes, some of us plan to be there to support you, support the family. Amen. I was just thinking there's something in the message that as Pastor Jenkins was speaking, it was early in the message, and she was talking about the loved ones. She was talking, referring to Abraham's love for Lot, his nephew. She said, we love our loved ones. And you know, sometimes people use the expression, oh, I love them to death. But she said, we love them to life. I wrote that down. I like that better. We love them to life. Amen. So much so that we don't want to see them lost. And so we pray for them, talk with them, work with them, try to help them as much as we can. Amen. So, mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you, sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our meditations, Romans 11:22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity. But toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. That lets us know if we want to have a good end to this life, we have to abide in him and in his goodness. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always available for donations. The date for the giveaway is Saturday, November 12th, beginning at 9 a.m., Lord willing. The Lord has blessed us with another community fish and chicken fry. It was slow, but we know God touched one heart that came for the loaves, but got her heart fed and touched with the word. Keep praying for lost souls. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phones. Pray for Brother Byron Johnson. And we thank God for the scriptures that were brought on. Since last Wednesday was First Wednesday, some came and shared their scriptures. We know that they're persuaded perhaps there are more. So don't forget to have your scriptures ready. If you have a scripture and did not have an opportunity to share it. Our thought for today, bumper sticker. This was on a bumper sticker. Do you follow Jesus this close? Amen. Amen. Praise our God. If only that were true of all people. Amen. We thank God for service today. Thank God for his word. Thank God for everyone who's here. Thank God for all of our young people as well. Amen. Just know we are thankful that you are here. Amen and amen. We're thankful for God, for the Lord's touch on Olivia. Glad to see you. So glad that the Lord has touched you. We know that, I believe London had a slight cold, wasn't feeling so well on last Sunday. We're thankful that the Lord touched you and that you're here. And for those who weren't sick, Grant and Matthew and Haley, we're glad that you're here. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Glad for Tatum and Liam, glad that they are here also. We don't want to leave out any of our young people. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand? Continue to pray. We had the chicken and fish fry was yesterday. To be the Lord's will. In 2 weeks will be the October food pantry. And if it be the Lord's will, 3 weeks after that will be the turkey giveaway. So pray for the strength of everyone who will be helped. Time is moving on. Yes, Brother Tony. Amen. And pray for the messages on for food pantry. Pray for those who will be going out to purchase the fixins for the turkey giveaway. There will be 100 turkeys and enough to fill 100 bags of the things that go with the turkeys. And it's small mobilization of going and getting canned goods and getting the, and so just pray for those who will be involved in that as well. Pray that the Lord will make it easy to buy all of the things. Sometimes when you're buying in that greater quantity, sometimes it's you have to go to a few places in order to get it. So, and the Lord's able, the Lord provides the means. The Lord's able to, the Lord wants us to find it on a budget, find it with a, on a good price. He's able to do that too. When the offering is lifted and we pray for the Lord to direct, that's what we mean. The Lord will bless and allow his work to be done. And he has in the past, and we're confident that he will, even now. Amen. Bless. Brother Levester, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful man.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Out of here.
Yes.
Hello. This is Marie.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank the Lord. Hmm. How are you feeling? How are you feeling?